Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing B'siyata D'Shmaya, B'chesed Hashem Agadol Aleinu, in the series of Shi'urim on the topic of Sfiras Omer, and we've been discussing at length the Shita of Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbeinu Yerucham holds that there are two separate mitzvahs, two separate countings, the days and the weeks. And as we explained, the days are that you're counting 49 days, so that the date of the 50th day will be Shavuos. Now, it's not that the 49 days create Shavuos, that it's one system, that 49 days create the 50th day, and in the middle of the 50th day is Shavuos. No, you're counting up to that 50th day, and that 50th day is the date of Shavuos. That's one type of sphere, that's Sfiras HaYomim. And then the other type of sphere is Sfiras Shavuos, and that's the weeks create a Metzius of the Yom Tov. The Shavuos is created, is comprised of the 7 weeks, and then Mimachos HaShabbos HaShviis, that's going to be Shavuos. So that's that counting, the counting of the Shavuos, creates the Metzius of Chag HaShavuos. So it's all one system. That the counting of the weeks culminates in the Chag HaShavuos, and Chag HaShavuos would not exist without that counting. It's not just a matter of that's the date, that after 7 weeks is Shavuos, but that these 7 weeks created Shavuos. Kfi shekvar hasbarnu, sheyeshno Chag HaMatzis, it's called Chag HaMatzis because of the Matzis. It's called Chag HaPesach because of the... It's called Chag HaSukkos because of the Sukkos. So it's called Chag HaShavuos because of the Shavuos. She'otan shiv'a shavuot, sheme ha'omer ad hashta, hema po'alim v'yotzrim et hazman hazeh shel Chag HaShavuos. Ve'akrovas shtei ha'lechem, ve'lechein shmor hu Chag HaShavuos. She'reachein ha'shavuos yeshnam beguf ha'chag, k'shem sheyeshnam matzah beguf Chag HaMatzis, v'sukkos beguf Chag HaSukkos. U'memela yotze mizeh she'hasfira sheyeshna lotam zayin shavuos, that were said in Parshas Ra'eh, like we see in the Sugyan Chagigat Zayin. That's where we learn the mitzvah to count the weeks. So that's the mitzvah, l'mnot et mispero shel ha'shavu hazeh sheyesh bo ot ha'metzius she'po'alu yachad im shar ha'shavuot et Chag HaShavuos. So dvarim niflaim b'yoseh Rabbi Zay. I believe that this is the fifth shir in this series, and we have already seen niflaos, and we will continue to do so. We'd like to discuss now Shitas HaRambam VeHarama. As Hein Omnam Biyarnu B'das Rabbeinu Yerucham Shema SheSofrim B'Yome Sfira Acheret Mima SheSofrim B'Shvuei U'Mikshum Sheish Kan Shtei Mitzvot Shonot. There's the mitzvah of counting the Yomim and there's the mitzvah of counting the Shavuos. But we saw not like that in the Rambam. We saw like that in the Rama, right? We spoke about how Rama, Rav Meir Halevi Abu Lafia, and he was a Bar Plukta of the Rambam in other areas, in more Hashkafic areas. But Al Kopanim, they both hold that it's one mitzvah. As yesh ladun l'shita zo, im otach ad mitzvah, hi l'sfira kigedr shel sfira diyoimi, שנתבאר בדעס רבנו ירוחם, שהיא ספירה מה שישנו מלמוחרת השבת. So what is pshat in this one mitzvah? In this one mitzvah, to count yamim and shavuos, what is pshat? Is it kegeder of yamim? That you count a certain amount of days, and then the last day is going to be shavuos. And you also count a certain number of Shavuos, 7 weeks. And then after that, it's going to be Shavuos. Or, שהספירה האחת הזו היא ספירה על מציאות היום דהשתה, שהוא חלק מהמציאות שבהצטרפותה ישנו חג השבוס. אלא שנאמר שיש לקבוע בספירה את המציאות הזו גם במספר היומים שלה וגם במספר השבוס שלה. Is it pshat that both countings have the gather of Shavuos? That what creates Shavuos, not only the counting of the weeks of the Shavuos, but also the counting of the days, the Yamim. Uvedat HaRambam nirab barur kmo atzad ha-sheni. Rambam ma'arich b'sefer ha-mitzvus להשוות את מצוות ספירת העומר ביומי ובשבועי למצווה של ספירת השנים והשמיטים עד היובל שישנה על הבית דין. ובא ברמב"ם בפרק י' מהלכות שמיטה ויובל, אין כאן המקום להאריך בזה. הקורפונים בדעת הרמב"ם, it's clear that both the counting of the days and the counting of the weeks are both creating the mitzvahs of Shavuos. In other words, they are both for the sake of, they are both together tefilas ha-shavuos. Just like Shavuos, according to Rabbeinu Yeruchim, creates Shavuos, so too, according to the Rambam, tefilas ha-yomim, also together with tefilas ha-shavuos, creates Shavuos. Rambam's Marich, and he equates the mitzvah of tefilas ha-omer, days and weeks, to the mitzvah of counting the years and the shmitas. We know the Beis Din has a mitzvah to count up till the Yovel, the years and then the shmitas. 49 years, 7 shmitas. And this is cited by the Rambam in the 10th parak of Shmita v'Yovel, and this is not the time to go into that Rambam. And therefore, from this tzushtel, from this comparison, we can conclude as follows, that just like there, it's one mitzvah of counting both the years and the shmitas, so to hear by mitzvah sefirah somer, it's one mitzvah. And it's pashat that over there, it's not that we're counting from point A to point B, which is sefirah hayamim, as we have by Rabbeinu Yeruchim. But rather, it's clear, it's not just that, oh, when you finish up this counting, then it just happens to be that it's yovel. No, what creates the yovel? What creates the yovel are the seven shmitas. Seven Shemitahs make a Yovel. And the 49 years of those seven Shemitahs also, it's one thing. The 49 years of those seven Shemitahs make a Yovel. It's not just that this is the final date. The Yovel just happens to be when you're done with this counting. No. Hem yotzrim kol ha-malach hazeh shel ha-shemitim b'daish shezeh kashur le-yovel. Shezeh yotzer et ha-yovel. המהלך של שבע שמיטס. אז פשוט ששם אין כל ספירה מזמן מסוים לזמן מסיים. It's pshat that it's not a sphere from a specific time and then it ends at this time. אל עניינו הוא בספירה על השנים והשמיטין עצמן שבהצטרפו שם פועל המסייבו. It's clear that you're counting the years, you're counting the שמיטס, and then when they all come together, they activate the Yovel. That's what we're counting. And from the fact that the Rambam compares Tzfirat HaOmer to Tzfirat Shemitim V'Yovelis, automatically, willy-nilly, we can conclude that that's the same Mahalach. It's the same Mahalach of the counting of the days and the weeks of Tzfirat HaOmer is what creates Chag HaShavuos. So it's בגדר משהו יצירתי. זה לא רק תהליך שצריך לעבור על התהליך, ובסופו של התהליך מגיעים לשבועס. אלא התהליך הזה בעצמו יוצר את חג השבועס. ורואים את זה שוב מההשוואה בין ספירת שמיטים ויובלס לבין ספירת העומר. וזה נראה בשיטת הרמב״ם, כמבואר בדבריו בספר המצווס, כמו שהזכרנו, שאחרי שמצווה אחת, הן יש למנות שבועי, לא רק בגמר שבוע ראשון או שני, אלא בכל יום ויום. וכן הוא פשטוס דברי הטור והשולחן ערוך בסימן תף פי טס. Since it's one mitzvah, You're counting the weeks not only when you complete a week, but rather every single day. And so too is the Pashtus of the Torah. Right, the Rambam has it said that you should just count at the end of the week. But the answer is no, you don't just count at the end of the week when you conclude a week, because you're counting every day with the weeks. You're also with the weeks you're counting the days. You count every day. So every day you count the weeks. Okay, Lashon HaRambam, ואל יתחה אומרם מצווה למימני יום ומצווה למימני שבועי, ותחשוב שהם שתי מצווס, כי כל חלק וחלק מחלקי המצווה, שיהיו לה חלוק עם מצווה, לעשס כל חלק ממנו. ואמנם היו שתי מצווס, יהיו אמרו מניין יום מצווה מן השבועס מצווה, וזה מה שלא יעלם למי שלא ידע אותם בדיבור. כי אתה, כשתאמר מצווה לעשס כך וכך, הנה לא ישחי מזה המיימר, שהפעולה הזו מצווה בפני עצמה. והראיה הברורה לזה, היסינו מוינים גם כן בכל לילה ולילה שהם כך וכך שבועס וכך וכך יומים. ואילו הישבו אס מצווה בפני עצמה, אין מסעדרים מניין אלא בליל השבועס. ואינו אומרים שתי ברוכויס, על ספיר אס אומר ועל ספיר אס שבועי אומר. So he says, don't make that mistake and think there are two separate mitzvahs, one mitzvah. And the rise otherwise, we would just count when we complete a week. We count out this and this amount of weeks. And we'd say two brachas on the days and on the weeks. But it's one mitzvah, and therefore every night you're counting both. You're counting the days and the weeks. Kach divrei moreinu harambam. V'cheinu pashtus divrei atur v'ashulchan aruch b'siman taf pei tet. וזודס אבן עזרא, רבינו בחיי בפרשת ראי, כתב שיטה זו, ושזו דעת הרחם רבי אברהם בן עזרא, ואילו בבעל המאור, ברן, בסוף פסוחים, פשיטה להו שאין מקום למניין דשבועי באמצע השבוע. ומה שאנו מוינים כן, אינו אלא מחומרא דעלמא, כמו שכותב שם הרן. עוד שאכן אינו המנהג היפה, כמו שכוסף שם הרזה. זאת אומרת, מעניין מאוד, שיש שיטה סרן, the end of פסוחים, and it's pushed to the run and also to the בעל המאור, that there's no reason to count the minion of שבועס in the middle of the week. That we count the minion of the שבועס in the middle of the week is מחומרא בעלמא, like the run writes. Or, like the בעל המאור writes, it's not a מנהג יפה. It's only a minag yafe, to the proper way of doing it, according to the Baal HaMor, it's just at the end of the week. And Meikar at the end of the Ran, also at the end of the week. You finish the week, that's it. These are two separate entities. V'chein uva shita zo b'mordechai, b'sof perek bet me'megila, b'shem ha'raviya, sh'motza ken b'tshuvas ha'goyim. אז השאלה היא, באמת תלויה המחלוקת. יש כאן מחלוקת עקרונית, אם צריך לספור שבועס באמצע השבוע. What we have the Rambam who says to count the weeks in the middle of the week, then we have the other Rishonim, we have the Baal HaMor, the Ran, who say you don't have to. Maybe it's better not to. And you can't say that these other shitas hold that they're two separate mitzvahs like the Rabbeinu Yerucham. And that's why we only count the Shavuos at the end of the week. And not daily. Because then it would be two mitzvahs in the minyan of mitzvahs. There's no such sheet in the Rishonim. Like the Beis HaLevi writes, Chelek Aleph Siman Lamites, She'en kazo shita. Ayin Rabbi Yerucham Fishel Perla Alar Asag. So what's the machlokes over here? As lefi dvarenu nira'a, shelishitat haRambam shekan itba'er, hi sfira al hazman hakoveya, upoel et chag haShavuot, harei bezeh ikaro b'sfirat haShavuot, כנ"ל בשיטת רבנו ירוחם ומשמעות הפסוק. אלא שנאמר בפסוק שתספרו 50 יום, שספירס השבועס הקבועים תהיה עם ספירה של היומים שמהם מורכבות השבועות הפועלים את חג השבועס. So the machlokes apparently is as follows, that the sheet of the Rambam is that the Sfira is establishes Shavuos, the creation of Shavuos is created via the Sfira. And the idea is that like we saw in Rabbeinu Yerucham, the weeks create Shavuos, and that's the mashmaus of the Pasuk. That's the implication of the Pasuk. That's why it's even called Shavuos. But together with that, you also have to have the Tisperu Chamishim Yom. Right, we saw the different Pshatim in the Pasuk. In a previous shir, it's Rashi, two Pshatim in Rashi. So it says in the Pasuk, they have to count 50 days. So the counting of the weeks is what's Koveya. The Iker is the Sfiris HaShavuos, but there's also Sfiris HaYamim. Tisperu Chamishim Yom. So this Sfiris HaShavuos has to be together with the Sfiris HaYamim. These days that comprise the weeks are also counted. These days that comprise the weeks, which create Shavuos, are also counted. And since each day is part of the creative week, therefore you have to count it. And indeed, the sheet of the Avi Ezli and the Tul and Simon Tov Pei Tes in the name of the Yesh Omrim and the Mordechai at the end of the second parak of the Megillah, of Meseches Megillah, and the Rav Yoh in the name of Rabbeinu Ephraim, that we're supposed to count not the days from the bringing of the Omer, we're supposed to count Hayom Shavua Echad V'yom Echad on the eighth day. On the ninth day, Hayom Shavua Echad B'shnei Yamim. In the second week, you say Hayom Shnei Shavuos V'yom Echad. Hainu, Din Shel Sviras HaShavuos Im Yameha. You're counting the weeks. You're not counting the days from the Avasa Omer. You're counting the weeks. And the days are slept along with the weeks. This is 2 weeks and this amount of days. 3 weeks and this amount of days. Because it's all one din of Sfiris HaShavuos. Uvezeh af al pi sheshitat HaRambam bi'ikaronu gam ken kach shehakol din shel Sfiris HaShavuos. So that's the, in principle, the Rambam holds like that. That it's all a din of counting the weeks. But vis-a-vis the days, the Rambam holds, She'en ha-sfira klapei ha-shavua v'hayom shehu bo, elu hu klapei ha-yamim shemehava'at ha-omer k'shekem shekenu b'sfirat ha-shavuot. So the Rambam doesn't hold exactly like that. We saw these shittas hold that you're counting the weeks, and then the days are subordinate to that. It's 2 weeks in one day. So because the ikar is the weeks, the Rambam also holds the ikar is the week, are the weeks. However, the Rambam holds that we don't just relate the days to the weeks, how many days there are in this week, but we also count the days from Havas HaOmer. Like the Mashmaos of the Pasuk, that the Tisperu Chamishim Yom is also referring to the Yom HaViachem, Es Omer HaTenufa. So you also are counting the days from the Havas HaOmer, the days as well, not only the weeks. The Iker is the weeks, are the weeks. And therefore the days, but the days are not just counted in the context of the weeks. The days are also counted independently from Havas HaOmer. And that's how you're Mekayim, the Sfiris HaShavua, with the days, Lefi HaCheshbon. And since the number of the days is the number of the weeks with the days, in other words, 23 days is 3 weeks and 2 days. So every single day, you have to count the week and the day. Because there's no place to count the days without the weeks. The Iker is the week, are the weeks. If there's a minion of Yamim every day, it's only because the minion of Shavuos every day. The Iker are the weeks. And the only reason you're counting the days because these are part of these weeks. The weeks are comprised of this and this amount of days. And therefore, every day, you're counting the days and the weeks. But again, both from the Omer. Not just the days as how many as subordinate to the weeks. 3 weeks, like we saw before the Shita, that says, Ayom Shnei Shavuos V'Yom Echad. Just the days, you start with the weeks. And then how many days are in that week? How many days are now in the new week? How many days are there? Because that really puts the emphasis in the fact that the days are subordinate to the weeks. The Iker is that you're counting the weeks. How many weeks are there? And then now you're counting then this and this amount of days in the coming week. So that's the other shita, but the Rambam's shita is that you're not just counting the weeks and the day, the day number of that week. You're counting the weeks. And you're also counting the days. Right? And according to that shita, you're not saying that there are 9 days to the Omer. You're saying there's 1 week and 2 days. Because there's no counting of the only counting of the days is in the context of the weeks. So therefore you're going to say 1 week and 2 days, 1 week and 3 days, because all that matters are the weeks. And then the days, you're also counting in the context. Now this new week has 3 days. But you're not counting the days that there are 16 days, 21 days. That's the other shita that we saw of those other Rishonim. But shita Sarambam is in principle, it's true, the Iker Sefiras HaShavuos. But Klapei Hayamim, it's also, you're also counting from the Omer. So the weeks are still the Iker, but there's also going to be a counting of days from the Omer. You can't count the days without the weeks, but you also can't count the weeks without the days because the Torah says Tisbu Chamishim Yom. There's also a sphere of Yomim. If there's a minion of Yomim every day, it's only because there's a minion of Shavuos, because you're counting those days within the weeks. The Iker is what makes Shavuos are the weeks. That's the Iker. But the days that you're counting are also part of the creation of Shavuos. The days within those weeks. Because like we said, according to the Rambam, it's one mitzvah of counting weeks and days. And the gedder of the mitzvah is that just like by Sefiras HaYovel, it's the counting of the years and the Shemitahs together that make up the Yovel. So to here, it's the counting of the weeks and the days that create Shavuos. So you need both. You need the weeks and the days, even though, again, the holiday is called Chag HaShavuos. So it's primarily the weeks. But you're also counting the days of those weeks. But the days are not just the days in the weeks, 2 weeks in one day, but also the number of days that there are, right? 15 days. אבל בשיטת בעל המאור והר"ן אפשר לומר שלדעתם הכל הוא דין של ספירה על הזמן שעבר מהעומר. שעל זה נאמר לספור את הימים שעברו ואת השבועות שעברו. וזה אינו עניין לקביעה בכל יום ויום, אלא עניין לקביעה בכל זמן וזמן שעבר. What's פשוט in the בעל המאור and the Ran that they hold that you only really have to count the days and then the weeks. You count the days every day, and then the weeks only when you complete a week. The answer is because it's all a din of Sfira on the time that passed from the Omer And on that we say, to count the days that passed from the Omer and the weeks that passed from the Omer. So it's not the idea, is not that you're counting every day, but every time period. You're counting every time period from the Omer. So when it comes to days, what's the time period a day? When it comes to week, what's the time period a week? You're counting the time that passed from the Omer. And what time passed from the Omer? The days that passed and the weeks that passed from the Omer. That's their Havana. According to the Rambam, you're counting what creates Shavuos. So what creates Shavuos are the weeks and the days. So you're counting both the weeks and the days. According to the other Rishon, the Baal HaMaor and the Ran, you only have to count the days and the weeks, the Hashlamas HaShavua, because you're counting the time that passed. So when is it significant? When it comes to days, when is it significant that a time passed? What period of time is significant? Days. When it comes to weeks, what is significant? A week. When a whole week passed. So at the end of the week, you're going to count the week. And if we count the week every day, the Ran says, it's just a Chumrah. It's not necessary. So it's one mitzvah and one inyan to count from the Omer, days and weeks, but we're only going to count it at each one if they're significant, at their meaningful time frame. So the meaningful time frame for a week is when the week ends. And the meaningful time frame for a day is when the day ends. So therefore, there's no inyan to count the weeks until the week ended. V'ayin b'divrei harav Yeruchim Fishel Perla. B'mitzvah nun aleph shehizkarnu be'echad me'ashiurim ha'kodmim. She'evi m'divrei ba'al ha'itur b'sof Hilchos Chol Hamoed. She'kosav Amar Abaye. Mitzvah l'mimnei yoymei d'shavua. D'shalmei mitzvah. Shiva Shavuos. It's a mitzvah to count the days of the week, that the mitzvah concludes with 7 weeks. Vehadvarim mechusarim bi'ur kamuvan. Ma perush? Az nera lefi dvareinu shekavenato bazeh hi lema shebiyarnu shechag haShavuot הוא כששלמו הימים האלו שייחוד יש בהם ביותם 7 שבועות הפועלים את חג השבועות. מאותו טעם ביארנו שהמהות הימים היוחדים האלו פועלים את זה, הפועלים את זה בהשלמתם, ומה שישנה מצוות הספירה שהיא המצווה לספירת השבועות. לכן ממילא מזה שמצוות מניין הימים בכלל החיוב של מניין השבועות הוא. כפי שהסברנו בדברי הרמב״ם. וזה מה שכתוב בעל האיתו, שמה שאמר אביי, דמצווה למימני, יומי, היינו יומי דשבוע. What do we say פשעת in the Rambam is? We say פשעת in the Rambam is, and that's going to be פשעת in the בעל האיתו, is that you're counting the weeks, and the days that comprise those weeks that create Shavuos. The days of the weeks that comprise Shavuos. כפי שאמרנו, שספירת השבועות הקובעים, the counting of those weeks that create Shavuos, hence the name, תהיה עם ספירה של היומים שמהם מורכבות השבועות הפועלים את חג השבועות. You're counting that together with the days. You're counting the days together with the weeks that create Shavuos. So the Ikar is the weeks that create Shavuos. That's why it's the Festivus, but you also have to count the days. The days that comprise those weeks that make up Shavuos. In the framework of those of the weeks that comprise Shavuos, you're counting those days. And again, like we saw the sheet of the other of some Rishonim, that you don't even count the days. You just say the weeks. Hayom Shavua Echad V'Yom Echad. Because you're just counting the weeks that create Shavuos, and then those days in those weeks. And just the Rambam holds that you're counting the number of days also that make up those weeks. So if it's 2 weeks and 2 days, it's 16 days. Because these 16 days comprise those 2 weeks and 2 days that create the Omer. Because it's the weeks that create the Omer. And that's what you're counting. You're counting those weeks together with the days that those weeks are made up of. And that would be Lashon Baal HaItur. Mitzvah Lemimni Yoimi Dishavua. It's a mitzvah to count the days of those weeks. Meaning the days that comprise those weeks that create Shavuos. The Shalmi Mitzvah Shiva Shavuos. That complete this mitzvah of the 7 weeks. The counting of the 7 weeks is counting the days of those weeks as well. The weeks create Shavuos, and you're counting the days that comprise those weeks, that the counting of these weeks makes up Shavuos. זה כנראה השיטה של בעל העיתור, וכפי שהסברנו, בדעת הרמב״ם. מוריי ורבותיי, אנחנו, ברוך השם, התקדמנו התקדמות משמעותית. אבל לעמוד פה אין בכוונתנו. אנחנו רוצים להמשיך הלאה, כי יש עוד דרך ארוכה, נפלאה ומרתקת לפנינו. ואני מבקש מכבוד אהוביי, ידידיי מוריי ורבותיי, להישאר עמנו. וכשם שראינו ניצים ונפלאות במצרים ובמדבר, אנחנו נזכה לראות ניסים ונפלאות בתורה הקדושה. והדברים יהיו מתוקים ומרוממים ושמחים בעזרת השם. אז אנא, למען השם, יישארו עמנו ונראה עוד נפלאות. תודה רבה 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 שהאזנתם, ואני מקווה שההאזנה הייתה עריבה עליכם, כפי שמסירת השיעור הייתה עריבה עליי. אני שוב מודה לכם מאוד מאוד על ההקשבה. שלום שלום, אהוביי, ידידיי, מוריי ורבותיי.